Well, good morning to everyone. Many of us have been in traffic and seen a car in front of us with a sign on the back window saying, "Careful, student driver." The sign is alerting everyone that the driver is learning how to drive and implies that we should be patient with them. I once saw another sign in the back window of another car that said, quote, "Learning to drive a stick shift. Sorry for any delay." Knowing this information, I tried to be patient with the person's slow shifting while the driver was still learning. Then I asked myself a question. Would I have been just as patient if the sign hadn't been there? Friends, we simply don't know what someone else is going through. We don't wear signs that illustrate our personal struggles. You don't see signs taped to people's shirts that say, quote, "Going through a divorce," or "I just lost a child," or "Feeling depressed," or "Recently diagnosed with cancer." If we could read visually what the people around us are going through, I believe we would be nicer, more patient. But brethren, we don't have to see signs in order to treat others, even strangers, with kindness. As Christians, we should do it anyway. Whether we know what is going on in someone's life or not, whether we think they deserve it or not, we should treat people with respect and Christian love. Now in Matthew 7:12, Jesus gave us what is famously called the Golden Rule. In the Common English Bible, it is rendered this way, quote, "You should treat people in the same way that you want people to treat you." This simple rule of conduct summarizes the Christian's duty to others. Brethren, we never know what's going on in someone else's life. We don't see signs on people explaining what they're going through. However, we have a Christian responsibility to be patient with other people. We can be kind to people even if we don't know what's going on inside their lives. Brethren, our world today desperately needs Christians to make a conscious effort to treat others as they would want to be treated. Let us pray. Father God, you always know what is going on in each one of us, and you still love us. You are still patient with us. Help us to demonstrate loving kindness and patience with others. Amen.